Christmas time is here, by golly, disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly, fill the cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens, mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again. On Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 306, a T, a 4. Relations, sparing no expense'll, send some useless old utensil, or a matching pen and pencil, just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how heartfelt the spirit. Sentiment will not endear it. What's important is the price. Hark, the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may ye make the Yuletide pay. Angels we have heard on high tell us to go out and buy. So let the raucous sleigh bells jingle, hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the lesser-heard side of rock, a world consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of vinyl history and commentary, from the blues of the 30s to today's new releases. We have a lot to do, so let's get started.
Just can't seem to believe it's that time of the year again. Christmas. Hard to believe that as kids we look forward to this. But at that age, we had no stress. Well, maybe a little over memorizing our lines for the Christmas show at school, but otherwise, it was nothing but a good time. So as a public service, the Vinyl Garage presents 60 minutes of Christmas novelty songs. This, the last shopping weekend before the big day. An audio stress ball of sorts as we poke fun at December 25th.
Yo, Rosie, what time is it?
I do not know.
It's Christmas time, girl!
We'll have to go shopping. You and me get some chestnuts, sit on Santa's lap.
Yeah.
I got a good stocking and a fireplace, and I'm waiting for you to fill it up, buddy.
Cause I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad.
Sister's bed, somebody snitched on me.
Spills on me, gone mommy's rug.
I made Tommy Come over here, you big Santa. Shopping. It's time to face your final destiny. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. There's panic in the crowd. We can dodge debris while we trim the tree underneath a mushroom cloud. Or Jack Frost on your windowsill. But if someone's climbing down your chimney, you better load your gun and shoot to kill. Oh, it's Christmas at Ground Zero, and if the radiation level's okay, I'll go out with you and see all the new mutations on New Year's Day.
I'm In my work, I guess.
What?
I just don't like to make toys.
No, well, if that's all. What? You don't like to make toys?
No.
Do you mind telling me what you do want to do?
Well, sir, someday I'd like to be a dentist.
A dentist?
Well, we need one up here. I've been studying. It's fascinating. You've no idea. Molars and bicuspids and incisors.
Now, listen, you. You're an elf, and elves make toys. Now, get to work.
I'm a man of reason, and they say 'tis the season to be jolly, but it's folly when you volley for position.
Never in existence has there been such a resistance to ideas meant to free us. If you could see us, then you'd listen. Toiling through the ages, making toys on garnished wages. There's no union, we're only through when we outdo the competition. I make toys, but I've got aspirations. There's a list for who's been naughty or nice, but consider the price to an elf.
A full indentured servitude can reflect on one's attitude, but that silly red hat just makes a fat man look outrageous.
Absurd though it may seem, you know I've heard there's even been illegal doping, and though we're coping, I just hope it's not contagious.
You try to start a movement and you think you see improvement, but when thrown into the moment, we just don't seem so courageous. I make toys, but I've got aspirations. Girls and boys, before you wish for what you wish for, there's a list for
who's been naughty or nice, but consider the price to an elf.
You look at yourself, you're an elf, and the shelf is just filled with disappointing memories.
Trends come and go, and your friends want to know why you aren't just happy making crappy little gizmos.
Every kid knows they'll just throw this stuff away.
We used to repetition.
position, so we drew up a petition. We the undersigned feel undermined. Let's redefine employment.
We know that we've got leverage, so we'll hand the fat man a beverage. He'll sit back while we attack the utter lack of our enjoyment.
It may be tough to swallow, but our threats are far from hollow. He may thunder, but if he blunders, he may
wonder where the toys went.
I make toys that I've got aspirations.
Make
some noise, use your imagination.
Girls
and boys, before you wish for what you wish for, there's a list for who's been naughty or nice, but consider the price.
Naughty or nice, but consider the price.
Naughty or nice, but consider the price to an elf.
Apparently, Rosie O'Donnell and Smash Mouth have both been naughty this year. At least according to the song, I'm Getting Nuttin' for Christmas. The song was first recorded in 1955 by Barry Gordon. Weird Al Yankovic's Christmas at Ground Zero was from his 1986 LP, Polka Party. Well, so much for the nuclear family. Send Santa your list as soon as possible, because the band's Fountains of Wayne's request could keep him very busy for a long time. They want an alien for Christmas. And if you're wondering where they're going to keep it, well, it's the bathtub. And that's from 2005's Out of State Plates LP. Elton John's Christmas single Step Into Christmas from 1973 featured on B-side Ho Ho Ho, Who'd Be a Turkey at Christmas. You can see Elton sitting in front of the fireplace after a few too many brandies, being visited by the big guy himself. Then the Bare Naked Ladies' Elf's Lament, which was preceded by dialogue from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer TV show, where Hermie the Elf comes out of the closet admitting to his vocational preference. Apparently, he wants to be a dentist.
You know, people always say to me, Santa, I want this, Santa, I want that, Santa, give me this, Santa, give me that. You would not believe the letters I get. Here's one from a Susie. Dear Santa, I want a cellular phone with call awaiting and a color Xerox machine. Can you believe it? And she's only 5. Hey, here's something you never hear anybody say. They never say, Santa, what do you want?
Santa, what do you want?
I'll tell you what I want, elves. I want some clothes that aren't red. I want a car, not a sled. I want some help. Birds with brains. I want to lay in the sun. I want to have some fun. These elves are driving me insane. Is it asking too much to just want to take a break and just get away from everything for a while?
No!
Stop agreeing with everything that I say all the time.
Yes, Santa!
No! Hey, you're all just a bunch of yes elves. You're all just like a jello mold. You're all just a jello.
You want some jello, Santa?
No, I don't want no jello. I hate the jello. I hate the fruit cake, milk and the cookies, all of those snacks and junk people always deliver me. I hate that stuff. It makes me sick. Don't want no piece of pie. Don't leave me ham on rye. I want a nice hot meal. I bought some snapper and fries, some big chicken thighs, some rigatoni and beer. You know, I don't think people even like me. All I ever hear from them all the time is, gimme, 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 I want, I want, I want, all the time.
Gimme this, gimme that, gimme everything you want.
Santa, I want a 10 speed. I never get a thank you note.
Gimme this, gimme that, gimme everything you
want.
Santa, I want designer clothes. I want a CD player.
A CD player? See the one, Mr. Potato Head? Chimney? What I look like, a Houdini? Hey kids, you know what Santa wants?
What?
I want out of the grind, I want some peace of mind. I want Christmas every other year. I want a Barbie doll about 5 feet tall. I'm sick of being with deer all the time. Especially Rudolph, I name him by name.
He's a real prima donna. You know, one time I asked him to guide my sleigh. He goes to his head. Now he thinks he's better than all the other reindeers. I heard he said he could be another Santa. Yes, I heard he said he could be Santa.
Yeah, he said that.
I made Rudolph. If it wasn't for me, you know how long a reindeer like that would last with a nose like that in the woods to come hunting season? About 2 minutes. He would be tied to the hood of a summer Pontiac headed towards some recreation room in Michigan. His head would be nailed to knotty pine by now. If it wasn't for me, I've had it. You know, people like me like Thanksgiving Day Parade, you know. But come December 26th, I'm history. Nobody ever says, Santa, what are you doing New Year's Eve? You want to come to my house on New Year's Eve?
Santa, you want to come to my house New Year's Eve?
Ho, ho, ho. Hey, Santa, I hear you just got in from San Jose. Got a little trouble out that way. But I got a song that'll pick up your spirits the most. It goes kind of like this. Christmas at Kmart, all over the store.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
People are buying just a little bit more.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
So if you're still shopping with money to spend, this album by Root Boy Slim.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
The mood ring counter is all aglow.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
When Root Boy starts, here's a Christmas show.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
Why no sleep on the hot air? In the usual fright.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
That lingerie counter was grab and go.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
Shoplifters bags on overflow.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
Santa got a dose in San Jose. At the 7-Eleven. So you gotta spit now, Santa. Hope you found a nice girl at the Kmart. Get your things straight now. You want an autograph album, Santa? Here you go. It's the Root Boy Slim album. There you go. See you, Santa, next year.
Christmas comes but once a year. They're really all the same. I never know just what I want. It really is a shame. Yesterday I saw something that is my pride and joy. I want it for Christmas. It's a real live Liverpool boy. All I want for Christmas is a Beetle. Not a teddy bear, just a beetle. I told Mum that nothing else would do. There are four, so she can have one too. I don't care whichever one she gets me. Ringo, Paul, John, George, they're all the same. I can't wait for Christmas Day to come. 'Cause all I want for Christmas is a beetle.
Thank you.
Mama, please do help me get my wish. Don't tell Dad, I don't think he'll agree to a beetle hanging on my Christmas tree. But if I know I'm really going to have one, then I know my life will be complete. I can't wait for Christmas Day to come, 'cause all I want for Christmas is a beetle.
Straight ahead, dressed in red and flying into town, leaving toys all around. It's Christmas time. There's less of him this year, and the reindeer's glad to hear he lost about a ton, but he's still having fun. Flying through the sky with more room for presents for these good residents of this old rust belt. There's more room for toys for all the girls and boys. It's the best he's felt. Heck, he's almost felt. It's ho, ho, ho. Look at him. Wow. Santa Claus is skinny now. His eyes still twinkle and his smile is still cute, but the Hilfiger suit looks chic and dapper. He's slim and strong and the pot belly's gone. No more bowls full of cherries for this Christmas wrapper. He does kickbox aerobics. He's strong and slim. Jenny Craig has made a pile on him. See how he carries his sack? Look at them thighs. Sure, he's been doing power crunches with the abdominizer. It's ho, ho, ho. Look at him now, 'cause Santa Claus is skinny. Wow! He's got a new look, it's hipper and newer. He's tracking all the kids on a laptop computer. He got a spreadsheet of graphs for naughty and nice. Gone are the days of checking it twice. He got his own webpage, Santa.com. Nine times a day you find him logged on in the North Pole chat. He's compiling his list of kids that want that and kids that want this. And it's ho, ho, ho. Look at him. Wow, Santa Claus is skinny now. Dude, check it out. You are looking so good. It's been a year of salads, pasta, and such. The occasional scotch or rich Merlot. Now he's a jogger and a hasher out with Donner and Dasher. Running 5K races, getting ready for the snow. Things have changed on the North Pole scene. Everybody's working out and getting on the beam. Santa's shoulders are broader and his thighs are getting bigger. Now he walks and talks like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Ho, 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 forget the cookies and the cow, 'cause Santa Claus is skinny now. I will be back on Christmas Eve. Mrs. Claus says that the change is lovely. He's hard and buff and oh, so cuddly. When he wants a treat, he doesn't have to sneak it, 'cause Mrs. Claus has been to Victoria's Secret. She's even made a switch on the side of fashion, flashing him a little when he wants some action. We got a brand new holiday, Mama and Papa. After Christmas time, they're going to the Bahamas. So it's ho, ho, ho. Look at them. Ow! Santa Claus is skinny now. So now you know about Santa, let me tell you about myself. I'm gonna go up north and party with the elves. They got the brownies and cookies, or so they tell the tale. They even got a keg of Great Lakes Christmas ale. I might do a little holiday baking. There's a recipe for fruitcake that I'll be making. I got one thing to say though, it's me oh my oh. Happy holidays to everybody in Ohio. Pass me a ho-ho and a lot of chow. Let Santa Claus be skinny.
You're listening to the Christmas edition of the Vinyl Garage.
Just when I think you know me, and I give you credit for being on the ball, Christmas rolls around and I open your gift, and I see you don't know me at all. So if you don't listen to anything else that I have to say all year long, pay close attention to this. Because this is my real holiday wish.
Stop giving me useless crap for Christmas!
Forget the clapper. I don't need to turn my lights off from bed. And I don't want a chia dog, a chia sheep, a chia cow, or a chia head. And don't get some movie on video that's been marked down to $3.99. You wouldn't watch this piece of junk. Why do you think I want to waste my time? Now here's something that cuts me to the bone. You order a subscription to Sports Illustrated, you keep the magazine and give me the stupid football phone. And I don't need ads of steel, buns of steel, Richard Simmons deal-a-meal, or absolutely anything made by Ron Popeil. Stop giving me useless crap for Christmas!
Stop giving me crap for Christmas!
Useless crap!
Stop giving me crap for Christmas!
I don't need a radar detector, a compass, or a dashboard Jesus, or my intestines bound up by a box of Hickory Farm cheeses. I don't need a Showtime oven that cooks like two ducks, 12 garlic bulbs, and a turkey, or a food dehydrator for dried fruit or beef jerky. And please, no wall-mounted or countertop spice rack, or the ab roller, ab slide, ab rocker, ab dolly, or the torso track. No calendars featuring supermodel bimbos or babies in hats, and no Christmas music by the Jingle Dogs or the Jingle Cats. And ask me my size. I'm tired of shirts and my fingers don't even poke out of the sleeve. And hey, isn't this the fruitcake Uncle Mike gave you last Christmas Eve? And if you're even remotely thinking about getting me that singing, joke-telling, wall-mounted bass, just remember what that rhymes with, because that's where I'm going to stick it. Stop giving me useless crap for Christmas!
Stop giving me crap for Christmas!
Useless crap!
Stop giving me crap for Christmas!
Alright, listen up. I don't want anything preceded by the word decorative. Anything that comes with a stuffed bear or a troll doll that says, I love you. No electronic devices that when you push a button, they say things like, hey, stupid, or up yours. I don't want a pasta maker, a bread maker, a juice maker, a waffle maker, sandwich maker, salad maker, label maker, beer maker, wine maker, sausage maker, ice cream maker, pastry maker, salsa maker, coffee maker, or a sun tea maker. If I want that stuff, I'll buy it. I don't want anything that chops, beats, grinds, purees, minces, or slices, cube shreds, blends, separates, juliennes, or dices. No 2-gallon bottles of generic shampoo. That was 10% more. And nothing advertised with the slogan, not available in any store. You know, they say it's the thought that counts. So instead of making me cringe every year with what you bought, let's call it even forever and stop at the thought. Stop giving me useless crap for Christmas!
Stop giving me crap for Christmas!
Useless crap!
Stop giving me crap for Christmas!
Forget about the 1-pound Hershey Kiss or the big book of lifesavers, and no smoked almonds and a dozen different obscene artificial flavors. I don't want a magazine subscription to Field and Stream, Sailing, or Understanding Zen. And I stopped wearing pajamas when I was 10. And if you're thinking of anything from an infomercial by Tony Robbins, Body by Jake Don DeBree, Mary Lou Hanna, Suzanne Summers, or Billy Blank, I get two words for you. No thanks! Here's something not to get me. A coffee mug with a slogan that says something like, don't talk to Bobby, he hasn't had his coffee yet.
Santa hit the chimney with a crash and then a crack. Cave in the tin roof of a little South Jersey shack. Now I lost my childhood and I'll never get it back. Santa met my family, yeah, took my presents back. Yes, he did. Santa came around, yeah, well, he saw us staring back. Daddy blacked out there when he got home from the track. Mama's on the fifth cig of a seventh camel pack. Grammy hit the business end of a homemade jar of Jack. Santa met my family, yeah, took my presents back. Santa means zip to me, and that's a shame, but it's a fact. Santa met my family, and yeah, he took my presents back.
Josh, I'm going to ask Adam Zia a question.
Oh, what do you want to ask me, Jimmy?
Well, say that, Adams, I'm just wondering what you think Santa had in his little bag there for you.
Well, I'll tell you, Jimmy.
Yeah, Super Soaker 2000.
Is that the one with the pump action?
That's the one. You would have gotten into a lot of trouble with that thing.
Well, what else?
He had a power glove and a Nintendo.
Well, don't worry about that. That power glove was kind of a bust. I don't think it missed much. What else did he get you?
He got me season tickets to NASCAR.
Holy smokes, you must have been a good boy that year.
Well, yeah, I guess other than that one time I put my sister's pet hamster in the microwave.
Oh, jeepers.
Yeah, I was on my best behavior.
Well, what else did he have for you?
The Monopoly for the monotony, the complete John Denver discography, and all the things my childhood lacked. Santa brought them and he took them back.
Question: who was arrested by the Swiss Guard in Vatican City for impersonating a priest? Oberlin native Don Novello in his persona as Father Guido Sarducci. That's who. His Santa's Lament was featured on the LP A Classic Rock Christmas from 2002. Christmas at Kmart was by Root Boy Slim and the Sex Change Band. Strangely enough, this song is what caused the executives at Warner Brothers Records to offer him a record contract. Dora Bryan wanted a Beatle for Christmas. It's kind of strange that an already popular and much beloved British actress for over 10 years would record a novelty record. Seems a bit below her station. The record was released on Fontana in 1963. Santa has apparently dropped a few pounds this year, according to Cleveland's own Alex Bevan. A Christmas parody of his own Skinny single from 1976, the holiday version is from a Heartland Holiday Sampler, a record chock full of Cleveland's finest. Bobby Gaylor is fed up with the gifts he receives, at least according to his Stop Giving Me Crap for Christmas tune. This should be on everyone's playlist. And then the Jersey Boys and regionally popular band Adams Wilson contributes to the show with Santa Met My Family and Took My Presents Back. You can only wish he was that discerning.
Merry Christmas, everybody! Oh, once again, it's that time of year. It's time for husbands worldwide to sing this special Christmas cheer.
Could someone get the doctor? I think I could use some pills. Santa Claus left me with a load of Christmas bills, charged on my credit cards in a flash. And when they hit the limit, Santa spent up all my cash.
Well, it's Christmas time again, that special time of year. We're buying gifts of joy and love for the ones we hold so dear. But now the mortgage on my home's no longer free and clear. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. My stocking's full of bills that Santa left here. So this Christmas, you hear me cheer.
There's loads of toys and gifts the kids can use. But for my wife, a Fendi bag and 50 pairs of shoes. Santa's got a heart of gold but never seems to see that money Santa's spending doesn't grow on Christmas trees. Well, Yuletide's here again, it's such a crazy time. Every time it rolls around I never see a dime. You can rest assured that I see plenty over time. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Now Santa's gone upon a spending binge here. So this Christmas, you're gonna hear me cheer.
but Santa, I still love you, dear. And you know what, Santa? I love seeing all these smiling faces here. So let's say you and I meet up under the mistletoe, and we'll start making plans to do it all over again next year. And we'll have a Merry Christmas. We'll have a Merry Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtles and a in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three French two turtles and a in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four calling three French two turtles and a in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me five four calling
three French
two turtles and a in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six geese
five again
four calling
three French
two turtles
and a
in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven swans, six geese,
five gold,
four calling,
three French,
two turtles,
and a
in a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight maids,
seven swans,
six geese,
five gold,
four calling,
three French,
two turtle doves, and a in a pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
nine lords,
eight maids,
seven swans,
six geese,
five
four calling,
three French,
two turtles,
in a pear tree.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me ten ladies
and a
in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my
Now, move it on here, please.
We're talking about, we haven't finished yet. I mean, we've only done 10 days.
Oh, I can't help that. You'll be doing 10 years if I catch you back here again.
Well, that's not very
now, come on, just move along now, please. I've had enough trouble for you people before. Now, come on, move. Thank you. Get out of here. Move. Get out of here. Shut up. Get up.
Don't tell me not to cry and not to pout. Santa Claus is freaking me out. I have a million questions spinning around my head. Until I get some answers, I refuse to go to bed. Like, how can a fat man fit down my chimney, carrying all those presents for you and for me? Ever wonder how he lands his sleigh on your roof? Don't you think you'd wake up to the sound of all those hooves? Don't tell me not to cry and not to pout. Santa Claus is freaking me out. I have a million questions spinning around my head. Since he lives at the North Pole, I'm asking you instead. Tell me how he does it all in just one night. Nine reindeer and just one sleigh does not sound right. Maybe Santa travels in a UFO, fast as light and painted white to blend in with the snow. Don't tell me not to cry and not to pout. Santa Claus is freaking me out. I have a Christmas wish list he's never even seen, but somehow half the stuff ends up beneath my Christmas tree. It's all so overwhelming for my milk and cookie brain. If only you could understand my grief and all my pain. So save me please from Santa's snare before I go insane. Ho, ho, ho. Not to cry, not to pout. Oh, That's not including cats and dogs who at least get a bone. Don't tell me not to cry and dot about. Santa Claus is freaking me out. I have a million questions spinning round my head. Until I get some answers, I refuse to go to bed.
The first Noel was a silent night, very quiet, so they say. Because there weren't any Christmas songs for anyone to play. But count up all the Christmas songs, you hear them playing now. And you'll know why each Christmas I repeat this solemn vow. If I hear another song about Christmas, if I hear another song about snow, or the chestnuts on the fire, or carols by a choir, or what goes on beneath the mistletoe, if I hear another song about Santa, like when Mommy kissed him all night long, will I hate it? No, I'll love it, 'cause I'm a sucker for a Christmas song. If I hear another song about Christmas, like that reindeer with the fabulous nose, or the candles on a wreath, or missing two front teeth, or folks who all dress up like Eskimos. If I hear another song about Frosty and his problem when the sun's too strong, will I abhor it? No, I'll adore it, 'cause I'm a sucker for a Christmas song. Song about Christmas that involves a partridge in a pear tree, or a song about Jack Frost, or shepherds who get lost, or I'll be home for Christmas, count on me, or a song about that little boy drummer when they say his rump-a-pum's all wrong, will I detest it? No, I'll request it, 'cause I'm a sucker for a Christmas song. 'Cause I'm a sucker for a Christmas, sucker for Christmas, sucker for a Christmas song.
Christmas means glittering lights, gaily wrapped gifts.
That's right.
Sounds of laughter and good cheer. To the folks at Preparation H, it means a time to pause for a few moments.
They call me Frosty. I'm made from snow. A pair of shades. A carrot nose. I come alive. You know it's said. When some brat put this hat on my head. I'm Frosty. I'm full of hail. But I ain't no myth. No fairy tale, ain't scared of nothing. Got ice in my veins. But when the sun come up, I'm gonna drip, 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 drip down the drain. Fa la 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 la, fa la la la, fa la la la, yeah yeah. My dad is a glacier, my mama's a lake. My sister's a snow cone, my brother's a flake. I'm made out of snow, I do as I please. I never stop when the cop hollers freeze. I'm Frosty, I'm full of hail. I ain't no myth, no fairy tale. I ain't scared of nothing, got ice in my veins. But when the sun come up, I'm gonna drip, 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 drip down the drive. you see that puddle? Hey, what a bummer. Too bad old Frosty can't make it through summer. So please, Mr. Santa, don't you be a teaser. All I want for Christmas is a great big freezer. Keep me frosty. I'm full of sleet. The temperature drops. I head to the beach. But there's just one thing that's such a pain. That's when the sun comes up. I'm on a drip, 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 drip down the drain. Yeah, I'm frosty. I'm full of hail. But I ain't no myth. I'm no fairy tale. I ain't scared of nothing. I got ice in my veins. And when the sun comes up, drip, 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 drip down the drip, down the drip, 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 drip down the drain. La 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 la, fa la la la, fa la 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 la.
Santa Claus. We hit the town and broke a couple.
It's inevitable that January brings the bills that were caused by Christmas only 1 month earlier. And Guy Smiley's, and I'm sure that's not his real name, Merry Christmas, I'll Have a Broke New Year, accurately reflects that sentiment. The song was released in 2004. From 1968, the British Rent-A-Flood with The 10 Days of Christmas, a truly new take on the standard. In the guise of a British singer, American Kenneth Littleton Jones gave us Santa Claus Is Freaking Me Out by his band he calls Lord Weatherby. And from the 2006 LP What I Want for Christmas comes If I Hear Another Song About Christmas by San Franciscan Ross Lawrenson. Haywood Banks is unique, a one-of-a-kind sort that would, without question, pen a song like Frosty the Blues Man. Get your own copy on his LP of Pig's Head Wings, a record that also includes his biggest hit, Toast. The Big Bad Voodoo Daddy's Last Night I Went Out with Santa Claus was from their second Christmas album from 2004. The Daddies are from Southern California and feature a swing big band sound. Thanks for joining the Garage's Christmas Novelty Show. I hope it put a smile on your face and sent you out on your Christmas shopping quest adequately equipped to weather the shopping storm. This, the last shopping weekend before the big day. Remember, keep in touch with the show on Facebook at facebook.com/vinylgarageshow. But before we go, a dedication to a very special friend of the Vinyl Garage, Santa Russ. When his holiday persona emerges, he is Santa, real beard and all. When I heard this next song, I immediately thought of him. A tip of the hat. Thanks, Russ, for all you do for everyone. And a happy Christmas to all from the show, myself, and my family. And as always, thanks for listening.
Mom made beans for dinner. You know I ate them all. Said, come get your coat on. Going to the mall. Gonna visit Santa and sit upon his knee. But all that I could think about was how not to cut the cheese. Waiting there for Santa, I thought that I'd explode. The gas bubble grew bigger with every ho ho ho. Tried my best to hide it, that I was doing swell. But when I sat down on Santa's lap, he hollered, "What's that smell?"
I farted on Santa's lap.
I asked him for a baseball, I asked him for a bat. I asked him for some ice skates, but I'll get none of that. I asked him for a lot of things I'll have to do without. So when I sat down on Santa's lap, I let one slip out.
I farted.
Sheba snuck out of my bed without a sound. Went down to the living room just to take a look around. It was then that I saw Santa next to the Christmas tree. His arms were full of presents, and they were all for me. Put them on a pile, got up to turn around, and blew a fart with such great force our tree almost came down. So I'll always cherish that special moment when I realized even old Saint Nick rips one now and then.
I farted on Santa's lap, and Christmas didn't sing for me. I farted on Santa's lap, and Santa left one on my Christmas tree.